Good morning, I'm Karen Key with your weekly health update. Well, as you all know, it's November and it's the one month in the year that the men can really let their hair down. Well, to tell you how they can do that, I have Lucy Bologna on the line and she's Head of Marketing and Communication at the Cancer Association. Lucy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be on your show again.
So the guys are now wondering why. What can they do to let their hair down? Tell them what they must do this month.
Well, as part of our men's health campaign, the Cancer Association of South Africa, we're encouraging all men to take charge and take action, as we know they like to do, when it comes to their own health. So we're going to encourage all men to get in the habit of doing regular self-examinations when it comes to testicular cancer, getting screened, and the way that adopting a healthy and balanced lifestyle. And the way that you can do it is through Movember. What we're saying is that the month of November has now been renamed to Movember, and it's where we're getting the guys to donate their upper lips and start growing a moustache. So I know when it was the first week of November, you should have had a clean-shaven face and start growing that moustache and register on Movember.com. And the whole idea is that the ribbon or the moustache is a way of displaying or getting men to talk about the issues of men's cancers, specifically prostate and testicular cancer. So this is exciting for us. It's our third year we're involved with Movember, and we're just so excited seeing so many men participate online and getting involved. And what's exciting with the new Movember website, it allows them to set up and build teams and join networks so that you can compete against each other. So what's great is you can create your own personal fundraising page. You can order Mo merchandise, wonderful armbands, and you can take part in competitions. There's even a chance to win a trip to Mombasa, courtesy of Chic. So there's wonderful ways of getting involved. Teams, you know, corporate teams can compete against each other. So it's a wonderful platform where we're getting guys to enter teams and actually talk about these serious men's health issues.
But that's the point. You know, when you start growing the moustache, it gives you a starting point as to people say, well, why are you doing that? And then you can talk about why you're doing it.
It's where men who don't usually talk about their men's health issues can discuss why they're suddenly sporting a moustache. And at the same time, you're also raising funds for the Cancer Association Men's Health Program. So it's a wonderful way of getting so many people involved, sportsmen, celebrities, everyone out there is doing their bit.
So let's talk about the actual issues. It's focusing on prostate and testicular cancer, and I think men need to know a lot more than they do about these two particular cancers.
Well, I think, you know, some men are known to be more indifferent towards their health, especially when compared to the efforts of women. And, you know, many men don't get regular health checks for fear it will lead to a hospital visit. They're embarrassed to discuss their health issues, or they find it hard to make time to see a doctor. So with us, it's so important. You know, the rate of cancer diagnosis in men is considerably higher than the rate in women. You know, 1 in 6 for men compared to 1 in 8 for women. So what we're saying is, come on, guys, go out there. And, you know, your diet and lifestyle choices can dramatically influence and start us to reducing those cancer statistics. So regardless of your age, the most important thing you can do is stay healthy. So it's, for example, don't smoke. Be physically active. Start small. Work out to 30 minutes of physical activity, you know, every day of the week. Eat a healthy diet, which is fruit, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats. Stay on, you know, don't be overweight. And also alcohol, you know, alcohol can be part of a healthy diet, but only if it's in moderation, you know, no more than 3 or 4 units of alcohol a day, you know, which is about 2 draughts of beer. You know, be aware of family history, very important. You know, take time to find out about the medical history of your family. You know, a lot of men need to find out if their brother or a family member, male family member that has got prostate or testicular cancer, and have an annual checkup. You know, find a doctor, make an appointment each November for a physical checkup. And I think those are all the important things that we want to get that message out there.
Lucy, all the money raised when people are sponsoring people and all that sort of thing, the money, what is the money used for? Is it used for promoting education, basically, for men for these cancers?
Yes, absolutely. Education is just part of what we do. The money that gets raised gets used for our men's health program, where we go out there and we actually raise funds towards for testing clinics, so that we've got a mobile health unit that goes out to our rural areas or the poor resource areas, where we do PSA testing, where we test for prostate cancer, we do workshops, we offer counseling, we information support groups, we print leaflets in English and Afrikaans. Some of our fact sheets are in Zulu and Sotho. It's all about educating and empowering men, giving them risks and symptoms about the specifically men's cancers. So our message is go out and learn how to detect men's cancers early. So it's very important. You know, last year, the Cancer Association, we did PSA tests. We did over 5,600 PSA tests through our mobile health units. So the more men we can reach, the more likely that we can actually save someone's life through early detection of these cancers.
Now, this is such a fabulous initiative because it sort of involves everybody and it's fun. I think that's always the selling point with the campaigns like this, is that they have to be fun to get more and more people involved. And to think where it came from. I mean, it started, I think, back in 2003 with a few guys in Melbourne in Australia.
Yes. And, you know, as most good ideas, it started in a pub.
Well, there you go.
Having a drink and one of their buddies or their mates had been diagnosed with prostate, and they were discussing how could they show their support, how could they get involved in the fight of cancer. So, and that's how it started. And this is now in 2011, and we're one of 14 countries taking part. So any guy, any mo bro or any mo sister taking part, just know that you're part of a global fight. You're part of that global fight against cancer. You know, you're there out there showing your support, you're getting involved, and it's specifically for men. So, you know, it's a wonderful initiative. It is fun. There's so much you can do from a visual point of view. Go and post photographs of your moustache as it's growing. Lots of opportunity on social media to get involved. And, you know, you're part, like I say, you're part of that big fight. Worldwide, 12 million people hear the words "U.S. cancer." So if we don't take action, and getting involved in Movember is one way of taking action, of getting involved.
Well, Lucy, on that note, good luck with this year's Movember campaign. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And thank you very much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you for the support.
Lucy Bellone is Head of Marketing and Communication at the Cancer Association. And if you'd like to find out more about the Movember movement, you can have a look at the website. It's www.movember. So it's November without the N, but rather with an M. So it's movember.com. And if you don't have access to that, you can call the toll-free number 0800 226622, 22, 0800 226622, and they'll be able to give you all the information you need. So come on, guys, get out there, grow that moustache, and make a stand for men's health. Get out there and tell people about it. Talk about it. That's the big thing that women do. We love to talk, and it's about time you guys started talking about this too.